A second event of that year, 1930, an especially significant one for me personally, as well as for the entire university, of course, was the erection of Waco Hall on the Baylor campus as the gift of the university to the university of the citizens of Waco. For some time during the stressful period immediately preceding the years of the Great Depression, there had been a considerable sentiment on the part of a good many people that the school should be moved to Dallas, where the colleges of medicine and dentistry were already located, a possibility which had been given definite encouragement by many leading merchants and citizens of Dallas. But the city of Waco rallied spiritedly to the challenge, and Waco Hall became substantial evidence of the solid support of the hometown for its prized institution.